Thank you for coming, everyone. This is a joint forum, jointly organised by the Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform and the ACT Community Coalition on Corrections. The title of the program, the forum today, is Can NSPs Improve OH&S at the AMC? Somewhere along the way we'll translate that if you don't know what it means. Some commercials first, which we usually do. I'm Brian McConnell, President of Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform. We have some brochures at the back of the table about some work that we have done, some brochures about what's happening today. We've got brochures about Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform, and in the back of each one of them we've got an application form for membership. So we're always looking for new members, and if you haven't done so, think about it today. There is also this is also Drug Action Week, so this is a forum being presented under the auspices of Drug Action Week. And there are there's a limited number of programs for the events that are on for the rest of the week in up the back there as well. The events of an outline of the events of what we're going to do today. I'm going to ask Deb Foskey to say a few words and to welcome our speaker. Our speaker, James Ryan, who's the CEO of Annex. Oh, yes, an apology from James Ryan, who is the CEO of the Corrections Services. This is John Ryan, who's no relation, I'm told, and no resemblance. My apologies for that. I think that's a Freudian slip, isn't it? Following that, we'll have a panel which will include John as well as Bruce Vincent. Bruce is a practising lawyer and specialising in workers' compensation and common law actions. And we'll have Bill Bush on the panel as well. Bill is a member of Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform, but he's also a member of the Corrections Coalition. So, in welcoming Deb Foskey, I'd just like to say, Deb, we were sorry to hear that you are not standing for election in the coming elections, but we want to acknowledge the assistance that you've given us for forums such as this. It's been very helpful and we've always been grateful for that. And we've noted also your attendance at other forums, not only for Families and Friends, but has shown your interest in social justice matters. So thank you for that. And now I'd like to welcome Deb to say a few words and introduce the speaker.
Thank you very much. Well, of course, I was greatly honoured to be asked to host this meeting because I have always benefited from the work that Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform do in our community. It's been an absolutely crucial voice, especially during the last 10 years, and I want to thank them for the work that they do in a voluntary way and for the good of the community. So let's give them a round of applause. I'd like to start by acknowledging the Ngunnawal people, whose land we are standing on, and to pay my respects to their continuing custodianship. Well, I'm very pleased that we have an event here in the Legislative Assembly during Drug Action Week. And I want to acknowledge my colleague Mary Porter, who's here today, and also want to acknowledge Meredith Hunter, who, as the Director of the Youth Coalition, is, I'm sure, doing heaps and heaps of work for the success of this week. Also want to acknowledge lots of other friends that I've seen, not just in forums that are related to drug law reform, but also in the many, many forums that have been held before the prison opens, because it's pretty clear to me that this is a community that really cares that we have the best prison we can possibly have It was quite a discussion to decide to whether to support one in the first place, but now that we are going to have one, it's pretty clear that this is a community that wants the best possible facility there is. And I want to thank everybody who has initiated the discussions. The Centre of Christianity, for instance, over in Barton, has held a number of forums, and they've all been extremely high quality. Well, here we are today discussing something that we've been talking about here in the ACT for, well, certainly the nearly 4 years that I've been here, and that is a needle and syringe program at the prison. Because it does seem rather anomalous to me that if we're going to have best practice prison, which respects human rights and allows the greatest potential for prisoners to improve their health or to at least come out with as good a health as they went in, that a needle and syringe program is a no-brainer. I am concerned that it may be political considerations that have led to a decision not to have one, when all the evidence, and sorry, I've accidentally preempted your second slide. I don't know what to do. I won't touch it. All the evidence, and we're an evidence-based, you know, we're a territory that says we work on the evidence, has led to the decision against all the best advice not to have a needle and syringe program. But we're going to get some more good advice today, and we have to cling to the fact and remind the government that they said that they would review that decision. We must not let them forget that they said they would review it. We must ourselves keep an eye on the outcomes, the health outcomes of the prison over the next few months and longer. Because we're a community that cares, and we're a community that needs to show that we care. Well, we're very privileged today to have a speaker who is absolutely spot on this topic. John Ryan, as we've already heard, no relation to James Ryan, but let's face it, there's only 6 degrees of separation, even amongst people who don't share the same surname. John has worked in needle and syringe programs for many years, and he's contributed his knowledge and expertise on injecting drug use as a researcher to the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society at La Trobe University in Melbourne. He contributed to the development of Victoria's drug strategy through his involvement with the Victorian Government's Drug Policy Expert Committee. Since joining ANEX 7 years ago, nowhere is this acronym explained, but it's your first job is to say what that stands for. John has overseen many NSP projects, and he's chief editor of the Australian NSP journal, the ANEX Bulletin. As the chief executive officer, John has represented ANEX on a number of external committees, and is chair of the ANEX Needle and Syringe Programs in Prison Committee. He works in North Fitzroy in one of the ugliest buildings in Nicholson Street, which I've often remarked upon as I've travelled past it in the tram. As we know, the 70s weren't the decade for excellence in architecture, but he also has one of the best views in Melbourne, he informs me. So he is well located to address us today. Please welcome John Ryan.